people, I said you watch it too much. Every day you get up, all you do is walk.
Oh yeah, it is Hot Box. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
We have a guest.
And not only is it a guest, it's a lady for once. We always bring the testosterone. We thought that we would finally soften it up with another lovely young lady.
Yeah. Welcome to the wonderful world of the Hot Box.
Thank you for having
here
me.
Here at Skid Row Studios.
You tell us your name and, you know, your name. I don't know. What else? Whatever else.
This is Jennifer.
What's your tagline? My name is Jennifer Corson. I don't have a tagline. I should have one prepared at all times.
It should be like, I'm Jennifer Corson.
The heart
because
girl.
Why not?
Right. Because why not? Because who else is going to be?
Well, welcome, dude. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
As I said, we usually, I think it's because we have had like more musicians than any other type of artist or guest. We did have Allison. She played guitar, but for the most part, for whatever reason, it's always like, hey, this guy's playing a show, or like one of our neighbors will play a show, and it's like, it's always the smelly boys. We love the smelly boys.
Remember the drag queen episode, though, when it was filled with the ladies?
Yeah, we had some drag queens and some trannies.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we played a little game called Who's Got the Dick, and it was kind of like, we let callers call in and try to guess the tranny.
And their voice.
Ooh, can I do something?
Yes.
If you're a caller, if you're out there, if you want to be on the radio, if you want to talk to Hotbox, 800-893-9562. And we got callers already.
They're calling from all kinds of numbers.
What's up?
No, I mean, I didn't get a call. I got a text, but I actually got a really, really weird text from a number that wasn't in my phone.
Aww.
And all it said was baby. And so I'm just like, no, you can't. No, it's not just baby. And you're not even in my phone. So there's no way we're at baby.
I could go anyway.
Right. And so instead of like trying to be like, who is this? I just wrote back, dad. And like literally back and forth. Like this person was like, no, it's your man. And I'm like, I have no man. And then it was, but it's me. And so I literally just was like, okay, this might just be like a joke text. Like some kid has his dad's cell phone or something. But then it turns
out. Some dad that had your number.
Yeah. It turns out that apparently like ages ago, I changed my number like 2 years ago. And apparently 2 years ago, this guy was with this girl. And then like she changed her number. And so he hasn't tried to get a hold of her until now for whatever reason. Maybe he got out of jail or something.
Oh.
So it wasn't my dad and it wasn't anybody that's my man.
Maybe I'm free.
Yeah, but whoever she is, man, she's smart for changing her number and moving on out. So yeah, that was nice. Oh, romance.
Aww.
We had a romantic weekend.
We did. We had romance together. Musical romance.
We did. Yeah, we started laying down two tracks for Super Snatch, which is our side project, our sidey. One thing, though, is that It's a journey because we live far away from each other. So picking up Mindy, bringing her back to the Snatchler pad, we finally were like, all right, let's lay this down. And
it got snatchy.
It got so snatchy. It was me and you and my sister and Gina. And like, we literally just like, I just yelled things into the microphone. It was
a very ghetto recording setup too.
Yeah, we had my shit speakers.
Do you have any little samples?
My microphone cord was like
Oh yeah, you had the crackly
microphone. Crackly microphone.
Yeah. Well,
I did my best to edit it out.
We could play one. I mean, we're working on them, but we definitely figured that if we started trying to fuck with stuff that maybe we would like develop a sound. I think our sound is drunk.
There's a little bit of a problem with you, Mary. I have to tell you this, you're really hard to work with as an I guess.
Because I get so drunk.
As a fellow musician and engineer. No, because you're a one take wonder.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's true.
Everything's the best on your first take. And then, that's when like I'm like trying to set up the microphone. Like, hey, Mary, let's just try it. Just test something out. And then she's like, golden. What am I going to do?
Well, and then when we go back to do it and we try to repeat the things that I already said, I don't remember what the funny parts were, like what the good parts were. But yeah, it's every single time we did it, it was like a different, completely different, like me just yelling things. Like, but I kind of like that. I mean,
it's cool.
We wouldn't be able to like sustain like a live show with
no.
We were really wouldn't be able to.
But improv every day.
Improv every day. Every song is different. Every time you hear it, it's like the first time you heard it.
Do you want to try and see if I can get one to play? Should we try?
Sure, play one.
We'll see. There's an issue with loading here at the studio.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk for a little bit.
There's also an issue with my...
about how loading...
My lush-ass hard. Voice in this recording. But I think we found our sound, and it's annoyed, pissed off, drunken San Fernando Valley girl. So this one's called Ghost Dad.
Okay, this is Ghost Dad.
I hope you enjoy it.
By us. He be walking through walls when the pussy needs eating. He be tugging on dicks when you want to be creeping. Nothing but a ghost dad. He ain't nothing but a ghost dad. Goes around town trying to ground his kids, but he doesn't even realize how dead he is. He's a ghost dad. A motherfucking ghost dad. You can all come over. I can't tell if I'll be sober, but my dad's dead. A fact is my dad's dead. Yeah, you guys could totally have some beers and stuff. It's weird. My dad works third shift. So, I mean, usually he's asleep. But, I mean, we totally party here and stuff. But, oh, wait, I forgot. I got a motherfucking ghost dad. I got this dope-ass ghost dad. He doesn't care if I smoke, Dad.
This dope-ass ghost
and
dad.
He doesn't care who I poke, Dad. He a ghost dad, everybody knows. Yeah,
that was awesome.
We did that. Oh, wait. Are they playing the other shitty song?
No. It was even worse than the first one. It's because of that fucking...
We'll give the audience a pause.
Give them a chance to catch their breath, man. That's some hard-hitting beats. It's because of that Bill Cosby movie. Like, have you seen Ghost Dad?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot about it, and it was
That's the line of a Chunder song. They call you the ghost dad. Ooh, you're so fucking scary.
No way. We should do, like, a
Leonard
mash.
Part 6. What the fuck were you thinking, you ostrich-riding bitch?
All right.
Niddle.
She's always bringing it back to Chunder.
Chunder's playing a live show in Omaha, Nebraska.
When?
Like, a couple months from now.
I hate when bands that you're friends with play shows or do anything like out of
or have
LA.
Epic reunions.
Or go to Long Beach.
Halfway across the country.
I hate when they're like, hey, I'm gonna be in Rialto at this show. And you're like, great. So great for me. Like, I love visiting the IE. Can't you? I mean, I understand you got to bring it out. You got to spread it around. You got to move it around. But yeah, like, then I'm always like, I can't. South Bay. Like, I'm horrible. I bet you that there's people in New York City that like never leave Manhattan. Am I turning into one of those, but for LA?
We're all that in LA.
Yeah, we are. Well, I think we have to go somewhere. We don't want
it takes
go.
An hour to get in or out of the Valley or anywhere.
So totally. You live in Silver Lake?
I do.
Okay.
I used to live in the Valley.
Oh, sweet.
That's how
I migrated.
Met.
I originally was a Valley girl when I landed in the LA world.
Yeah, now you're K-Town representing.
I nested down in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
North Hollywood's not exactly the Valley. I mean, it's kind of halfway between Valley and LA.
It's this weird own little place.
Yeah, it's good.
I like North Hollywood because I grew up in Burbank, but North Hollywood's kind of like, Burbank's its own thing. And North Hollywood's kind of like, it eases you into the Valley. But it's also fairly, it's kind of close to Hollywood and then, you know, Silver Lake and all that. So, like, I liked living there when I lived there.
It's a transition point.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm not ready to quite move into LA.
I'm not ready for the big city, but I'm ready to not live in fucking...
To be a half hour away.
In, like, King's Landing or Winterfell of fucking San Fernando Valley. But, yeah. No, I don't know. I like where I live because I have a car now. But, man, when I didn't have a car and I used to come to this, whoo!
You did it, though. You're
I did it. I only missed one show, and it was because I actually could not be here. I wasn't even home. So, you know, that was one show. And this is our 21st show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Our show can drink.
Our show can legally Woo-hoo. Drink and buy its own booze for once and not ask its big sister or brother.
But really, it's only 21 a week's old, so
it's different with shows.
It might be able to hold its head.
Show years are different.
Yeah, show years are exactly 1 year per show. But yeah, if it was only 21 weeks old, like it would, yeah, it'd barely be like, you know, an ambulatory, probably, right?
So you're an artist. What about your shows? How
I do a lot of art shows. I've been showing for like 4 years.
Cool.
And I do a lot of, I do almost every show I can. So.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It seems like the only way to do it, though, because if you fall out of it for even a month or so.
Totally. There's a million. I mean, there's so many artists in LA, and just staying visible and like relevant or, you know, it's, you can get like swallowed up really fast if you go away for a week.
And you said this is your first solo show?
First solo show, yeah.
And where is it at? Since
it's the Coba Gallery.
Coba Gallery.
Coba.
That's around here, though, right? That's downtown.
Yeah, it's Fifth and Spring.
Oh, right by where Jeremy lives.
Right by Jeremy's house.
Yes.
Yeah, so from Jeremy's house, you're going to, like, go down and kind of walk around, and you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find cool. Coba. So this is your first solo show, though, you said, right?
Yeah, my first solo show. I've done one that was just me and one other artist, but this is, like, all the pressure's on me.
All right. But you're ready for it. I mean, 4 years of showing. That's cool, man.
It's cool. It's awesome.
And it's perfect because it's right before Valentine's. Is it during Valentine's
Day? Yeah, it'll be open this Friday and then also on Valentine's Day for Art Walk. So Art Walk's a great cheap date.
Cheap
date. There's free booze in the galleries a lot of the time. It's a good time.
That's awesome.
Take all your online dates there.
Yeah. Just start lining them up, you know, and be like, I'll meet you here at 6th and Olive. I'll meet you at the Down and Out. You're Down and Out material.
I'll meet you at the Last Bookstore. And then head over to the Heart Show.
And then we're going to get dinner at the Nickel Diner with you because you look like a good eater.
And then you need gorbals for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Have a couple outfits. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Good time. You're welcome.
It'll be a good time. Yeah. Yeah. So ladies, you know, I mean, basically we're trying to tell you Friday night place to be. Or is it, wait, what day is Valentine's Day actually
on? It's on a Thursday.
So Valentine's Day is a Thursday.
Art Walk or Friday night, the opening.
The opening.
That would be an awesome thing to check out. Yeah.
Very cool.
Friday night.
Friday night.
I make hearts. You'll see a lot of hearts.
Well, I think that's really great.
So many.
I like a lot of your hearts. Always the ones that I see that you post on Facebook are always like, the Disney ones are cool, and then the ones that you do where, is it all wood cutting? Like, you do cut the hearts?
Are, like, cardstock. I have a bunch of cardboard ones, and then I have a bunch of wood ones now that I've, like, put nails and chains in and made them, like, super, like, 3D.
Make them manly.
I got to use power tools, sanders.
That's really cool, actually, like, being able to use, like, the jigsaw?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to mess around with
I feel good when I use those.
I would too.
I'm a competent person.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to hang the shit, but I can cut it out.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I'm going through the I can't hang shit, and I apparently can't nail shit up. I just moved into a new apartment at the Spot, and me and my sister moved in together. We have a lot of, she's an artist, and I'm just very visual and love looking at shit. So between the two of us, we have a lot of artwork and photos and fucking fruit stand pictures that I've taken over the years. And so, like, we literally, like, she's got her room pretty much set up. I went through and did my whole room and then realized that everything from my big deer tapestry behind my bed to my huge painting, everything's a little crooked. Everything.
It's part of the process of, like, adjusting.
Totally.
Like, moving
it's,
stuff
it's, it's almost like because I hung one thing, like, incorrectly, I tried to level everything with it, and I just didn't notice it. And so, like, a part of me was like, maybe the room is slanted. I mean, it's an old building.
It probably is, actually.
Like, it might be that the room is just totally slanted and, like, caving over and shit. But who knows? I mean, I'm happy that I moved, though, because we're in the two-bedroom that's in, like, that first corner. Like, when you get up
downstairs?
To the top. Upstairs.
Okay.
The one on the left in the corner. But
Mary lives in a really amazing, awesome apartment complex, if you listeners don't know. Very artistic.
It's very, very artistic. Very artistic, yes.
It's very awesome.
But it's funny, too, though, because it's gone through it feels like it's always going through changes, but everybody that's there is, like, in their 20s.
Yeah.
20s and 30s and stuff, but, like, usually young, on the younger side, creating. There's, like, right now there's only one child that lives there. Like, she lives with her parents, but, like, she's the only kid that's there. And usually I'm used to, in L.A., A lot of apartments with a lot of babies, a lot of old people. So
when I lived there and a kid moved in, it was like a big deal because there were no kids there for years. And
then
someone moved in with a child and we were like, oh, she's riding her trike outside our door and it's 10 o'clock and we're sleeping.
Yeah, you're like, what are we going to do?
It's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. Why is your kid having fun? Yeah,
what's
happy
your kid
outside
doing
my
awake?
Window?
What's your story? Yeah, no, but like they had a... they had her outside playing with like her little like beach ball and stuff, and she's really cute with my dog. Like the two of them are like little Disney creatures.
Oh,
so it was like it was adorable. Aww. But I remember one of the older tenants. He's like, never thought I'd see the day when there'd be like cute puppies and cute babies like in the courtyard of that.
There
place.
Used to be no dogs allowed, like no animals.
Oh, now almost everyone that lives there has a dog. Yeah,
things are changing.
Yeah, they are. They're always changing. But at least. At the point it is right now, everybody that's there right now is pretty cool and friendly. Like, when I moved in, there were a couple of scaries. Like, not scaries, but just very, like there was one guy where I was just like, ugh.
When did you move in?
I moved in March of 2011. So I've only been there for 2 years.
I think that was right after I moved out.
Yeah, actually, you had moved out, and then you were, like, around, like, on like in another place, like, in the area. Yeah. So, yeah, like, I mean, I saw you all the time, but you weren't living there when I was there. The first time I met you was when I had that fucked up leg and that big cast.
I totally remember that. I thought Johnny only like hangs out with girls and cats.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, I got hit by a car and then on my bike. And so like my whole foot was just so unbelievably mangled. I had to wear one of those big boots.
Yeah.
Because like I wasn't going to go and like I didn't break it. I just sprained it in like multiple places. So I wasn't going to get surgery. But you can't move your toes and move your foot very much when you're like walking. So I had this like big stupid boot on, and it's like it's spring, which is pretty much summer here. Yeah. So like wearing little shorts, wearing dresses to work and stuff, just like hobbling around like some fucking grizzled old hooker, like
fetishized.
Yeah, really. Like I've had a few hard years. Like life hasn't treated me that good. But yeah, no. So I'm glad that I'm not in a cast anymore or whatever it was. It was salt in my game, big time.
I don't know. I think that could help.
Yeah, that's true. Because you know what? Actually, to be honest with you, I didn't have to lift a finger at work at all, really. Like, I didn't have to do any filing for like a week. Like,
my fingers don't work. Like, my leg hurts.
I can't stand very long, so I can't stand up by the file cabinet. That's crazy.
You should just put it on every like couple weeks, kind of see what happens.
I should. I still have it. Actually, that's kind of morbid that I still have
it. Out for Valentine's Day.
At the art walk. I can't walk. Carry me at the art walk, please.
That could be the greatest pickup moves ever. And then,
that's
like,
true.
Surprise,
can't walk for art walk.
I can walk.
Yeah, I can walk.
What are we going to do now, Mary?
Oh, man, that's a good one. I didn't get rid of crutches for the longest time one time, too.
Yeah.
You have to keep those. You might need them. They
I know,
come
but
in handy.
So
you have like
boring.
A weird photo shoot you have to do that's or some true. Kind of like to hit someone with it.
It'd
reach
be cool
something
to get,
high.
It'd be cool to get one vintage one like Tiny Tim. Like I'm a hipster, so I use old crutches. Vintage.
Totally.
A really swanky cane.
Yeah, really. Oh, cane.
I saw a guy using a curtain rod as a cane the other night. It had like the swirl on top. He was walking down the street almighty.
Oh my god. Like,
leading the parade.
A wizard.
He was in a parade of one.
It was like a parade. Yeah.
That makes me really happy. Well, speaking of wooden canes, we're going to play Wooden Ships right now. I've been kind of in love with this song for the last couple months, but I want you guys to hear Wooden Ships because I think that you should. So let's get fuzzy. I guess it just...
Oh, I guess I realized what happened.
You did it.
Mary, I'm sorry.
Well, did you guys enjoy a little bit of it? No, I know exactly what happened. Mindy got all spazzy. No, we don't have to play it again. That's okay.
It'll load for us.
It'll
I'm
load
sorry,
it
guys.
Forever. No, it's because Mindy got all browsy on her fucking...
I forgot to open a new tab.
No, I've done that before. At least
we ate the pretzels.
Yeah, we did eat. Yeah, we had some
pretzels.
Some special pretzels. Some spetzels. Actually, I want spetzel now. Damn.
Aww. I don't know what that is.
Should we try to play this song again?
Spetzel's like...
is it loading? Will you load?
It's loading, but I mean, we heard like what? Like, like five, like
45 seconds.
Yeah. But you know what I will say right now that when I first heard it, we aren't playing the music video one because the music video one's like seizure inducing. But basically, if you guys can YouTube Wooden Ships Lazy Bones, ships actually is SHJIPS.
How about we'll use technology? We'll do one of those cool games where I'll share it on our
so you guys will just have it. Yeah. See, it's all about focusing. But you know what's one cool thing about our show is that because we're usually, you know what my grandma referred to being stoned as one time? My grandma. She referred to it as being pie-eyed. She said,
I
can tell you're pie-eyed. And I literally kind of like was like, now I just want pie.
That sounds so pleasant.
Yeah, like pie-eyed, like literally like.
You have those little stars and like
you're dreaming of pie.
Aww. Yeah.
That's me all the time.
Yeah, like there's like little pies flying around your little cartoon wings.
I want the key lime one.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying
that. We should, pie.
I'm into pie.
Are you more of a pie or a cake person? I'm a pie person, I think.
Oh, it's tough, but I do like cake.
Man. I eat donuts the most. Mm. Love donuts.
Donuts too. My problem with cake is that it's the same problem I have with pancakes is that I get sick of them towards like... the like middle of them, like so I can't finish a
pancakes are always like, oh, this is gonna be so epic, and then like
halfway through, like I think Mitch Hedberg says it, he's like, pancakes are cool, but then when you get through about half of them, you're fucking sick of them because they get so syrup saturated, or you need more
you
syrup.
Need to change it up, have like different syrups and different.
I always
areas,
make sure
like
I have maple syrup, 100% maple.
Always got the real have 100% deal.
Swanky maple. Syrup. I found a swanky can of syrup in a van at my work. And then after a month, I took it home, and it was so epic. It was like Canadian style.
Grade B. That's like the good shit, right?
It had to have been good shit. I think we looked it up. It's like value on the internet, and it was like $14.
Wow.
That's some epic, like, maple syrup for my personal budget.
You know what? I had somebody give me... It's one of my friends that she actually, like, I don't know, she just... comes from more money. So like presents of hers are always like, she doesn't just give you a present. She gives you a present. Like wants you to know how cool it is. She knows I don't cook, but she still, it was probably a re-gift. I don't even know. But she got me like this fancy flossy ass fucking big bottle of extra virgin olive oil. And then was like, this costs $32.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, first of all, you should just take it back. Because I actually like, I don't even know if I'll cook enough to ever need that much. Second of all, like, now I wish
it's
I could,
a lot of
like,
pressure.
It's like $32
worth of
media.
$6 of olive oil.
Exactly. Like, this
I don't even know if I should use olive oil on this or canola.
This pasta better be good, and it better be, like, I don't know, like, make some panties drop or something for that price. But, yeah, no, I don't know. I don't
panties dropping?
Panty dropping EVO. Oh.
I wasn't paying attention. I was drinking water.
Oh, I was saying, like, if you're going to use really expensive olive oil, you should, whatever you're making should be like panty dropping inducing, you know.
Oh.
I do a really good panty dropping mime. I can't really do it in my chair, but.
Yeah, too bad this is only radio.
That's very true. It's like, you guys can't see it now, but we're all mooning you.
Yeah. We do the show naked every week.
Yeah. Oh my God. And this is, I can't even. We hadn't done a show in the summer yet. It's going to get so gross in here in the summer.
Jeremy's going to have it rigged up before then.
Really?
Yeah. He's got plans to have like epic like remote air conditioning.
What is remote air conditioning?
It's going to be signaled by when the microphones are on. So when they're on, the air conditioning will be off. And when the microphones are off, the air conditioning will be on.
Because the problem we have is that the air can't, it has to be turned off manually because it's too loud for like in here. But like I run hot anyway. So like I was bundled up when we walked here, but then the minute I get in here every time I'm like, you know, cause there's a show on before ours.
Yeah.
It's warm. It's a warm one. Yeah. I do most of these shows pretty red faced. Pretty red faced. Yeah. But another thing that I wanted to talk about because we were talking about being 21 or the show being 21.
We're not even getting drunk. Look at us.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
it's like my 21st birthday all over again.
Did you not get drunk on your 21st?
You get like family drunk on your 21st.
I think I was at a strip club.
You think you were, or you know you were?
I think I was at an IHOP at one point.
Oh, so you did get drunk on your 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know. I went dancing at a gay bar.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Was it.
That was it? That
well,
sounds like
well,
it.
Well, yeah, but the other stuff, the other stuff I was talking about, too, was involved. The IHOP.
Yeah.
Sounds pancakes. Like a good birthday.
It was. It was.
Any night that ends with, like, IHOP or pancakes or Denny's or, like, diner food times where it's, like, a 24-hour diner, you know you had a good night. Because you're going to fill up on all of that shit. And then maybe, hopefully, not feel so bad the next day. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Things blur.
Do you remember what you did on your 21st?
Not really. I think I did something with my family and had, like, a drink with dinner. And,
yeah, like
my,
you ordered
it was, like, a
drink.
Big deal. Like, I could legally order a drink. Like, my grandma and her boyfriend. And,
yeah.
And I don't remember what I did after that.
All I know is I didn't get carded anywhere on my 21st, but I was also living in Alaska, so, like, it kind of
you were the only woman there, so they
right?
wanted to
They're
give
like,
you booze
just drink,
frequently.
Please just drink. No, but it's true. Like, I didn't get carded, and it made me kind of mad because I was like, I could have been going out. I could have gone out last night, and like, who knows if they would have carded me or not.
Yeah.
And so, like, I ordered food or a drink with my food, and then the idea was to go out after that, like, after we had, like, full bellies. And, like, the guy just was like, okay, what do you guys want? Da, 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 da. And so everybody orders, and then I order, and he didn't card any of us. And so I figured maybe it was just because it's a big table. Maybe he's just busy, you know.
Yeah.
And then, because my birthday is in August, so that's still tourist season up there. So it was really busy.
Yeah. But then when, that's when you have sunlight, right?
That's when we have a lot of sunlight, yeah. The sun starts going down in, like, October, and then it doesn't come back up again until
Is that
like,
where you're
March.
From, Alaska?
No, no. I just lived there for a little while. Some people go to college.
You
I
went
just
to Alaska. That's awesome. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was gorgeous. But, like, yeah, no, I didn't get carded anywhere. And actually, my favorite place to go there was gay bars. Because the regular straight bars are, like, meat markets because there are so many dudes.
Yeah.
They're kind of terrifying.
It's a sausage
They all
party.
Have beards, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of fishermen or guys that just want girls to, like, believe that they're fishermen. So they wear Carhartts and beards and shit. Because Deadliest Catch had just come out when I was up there. So, like...
Oh, so it's sexy to be, like...
Yes,
so
sexy, sexy. Dog.
Yeah, it's, like, apparently it's sexy to be, like a dirty, like... A dirty,
sexy rain boots.
Yeah, like, I just came off
I can
off
throw
Marine.
Pods like nobody's
exactly.
business, baby.
But there's also a lot of military dudes up there. And, like, some of them are... I mean, they're military guys. So, like, they're not all, you know, like... the same. I mean, all guys aren't the same, but like there's one place in particular that I would never go because you walk in and it's literally like you can't go anywhere and it's like just dudes taller than you and bigger than you and holding beers and you're just like this is like it's like being in a locker room with alcohol but I actually want to be able to like at least move my hands like in like a T-Rex pattern in yeah. front of me. I want to be able to doggy paddle through the crowd if I can. So yeah, gay bars up there were really, really fun. I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show up there, like a live version.
That'd be a party.
It was really fun because the Northern Alaskan Gay Men Alliance was up there, and they all look like Peter Griffin from Family Guy. And they were all in the audience just fucking excited, and like they brought props.
Bear party?
It was like a bear party, yeah. You would have
oh,
loved it.
Bears. Oh, don't get me started on the bears.
Damn. she's a bear. You're a bear head.
I'm a bear
I'm
enthusiast.
Into the bears.
Yeah.
I like to watch the bears.
Mindy wishes she lived in like a bear city. Like a bear mecca.
I wish I was a bear.
Dude, that movie, I actually watched it. It's on Netflix. It's called
You watched the whole movie?
I watched
oh,
most
man.
Of it.
Oh, man. I need to see this.
I watched it at
what
work.
It?
It's called Bear City, and it's like a total like gay bear drama, like a real movie that they made. And you can tell that they're trying to be like, you know, L-word, gay, queer as folk, like even like Bound. Like there's like supposed to be a plot, but like it's not completely like up to that production level. But like so it makes it fun. It was like a made for TV movie almost. And like there are so many scenes. Like I watched it at work with like the sound kinda low because I can watch movies at my desk. And I kept like having to like rewind parts because of just things they say. Some of them I think are in the trailer, like the little one liners, but Yeah, you guys, Bear City, it's on demand on Netflix.
You can watch it at work.
If you go to YouTube, you can YouTube the trailer. And I thought I just might play a little bit of this for our listening audience because we love you.
Absolutely.
I get some service over here.
Shut up, you polar bear.
I'm going to go tend to her before she goes extinct.
Hi, come with us for a twirl.
No, yeah, I have plans.
Admitting that you like bears is like coming out of the closet twice.
Hey, guys, this is Tyler, and this is my husbear, Brent.
Aw, husbear.
Hey, baby, looking good.
Hey, sweet as Charmin, Papa, okay?
It's really appreciated. I need this job.
Oh, well, the job sucks.
But the eye candy is compensation. Did you meet Roger?
Impressive.
Tyler, angle your approach more.
Oh, it's the old gray-haired guy with the little scrawny kid.
We would have to decide what we do and don't want to do with other people.
All right, so like Dennis and Peter do, so no kissing.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Look at that back hair, Mary.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
That is completely retarded. I don't know how they make that work.
Throw some hair on that belly and I think
I can't take the background music anymore. You guys get the idea.
Yeah, basically what it is, what we're trying to show here is that there are bears out there. In the wild,
they deserve love and respect.
I just love that. Can I get some service here? Shut up, you polar bear.
And I love polar bears, like the animal.
Oh,
the cute and cuddly one.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. You did have an obsession with Knut, the little.
Oh, I did.
The little German one. I think I've watched a bit of gay porn with you, and a bit of baby polar bears swimming around and like running around.
Like, hey, come over. I want to see what's on my hard drive. I got this really badass gay porn.
She's got
do you like
stuff.
Polar bears?
Also, polar bears, real ones.
Yeah, real, real.
Nicole, my sister's actually gonna do a little set of Care Bears, but have them have like one's gonna have like a mug of beer on his belly. One's gonna have like a chili cheese dog on his belly instead of like the standard like, you know, hearts and stars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she already drew the hot dog one, and I drunkenly was like, "I'm gonna get that tattooed." And then like,
you definitely should.
I want to. And then the next day she's like, "Do you really think that you would?" And I'm like, "You know what? I got a couple of stupid tattoos. So like, I love all my tattoos equally. Like, so yeah, I could still see me rocking the Care Bear with the hot dog belly.
I need a tattoo, kind of. But
you need a tattoo?
I have one. I should get more, but it's just the money thing. I need money for like all this other stuff.
Yeah, I understand. Oh. Me too. And what's funny is like tax season's coming up or whatever. But that always makes me just kind of realize, oh, I got to be responsible with whatever I get back from the fucking.
You get money, but you can't spend it because you have to do other things.
Exactly. Yeah. The only thing that's ever scared me was one time I got my taxes done and the guy, he just entered. I went to H&R Block and it was one of my first times getting my taxes done when I was a lot younger. And he entered the numbers inverted on one of the fields, you know, like either my wages or whatever. So he goes through the whole thing and then he goes, oh, it looks like you owe money. And I'm like, how is that possible? I work at Elephant Bar. I'm 19 years old. Like, there's no way I owe the IRS money. And so he goes through and he's like, oh, I see what I did. Okay. And so he was like, tick, 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 like typing it up. Turns out I had to get a revision, which costs money, even though he screwed it up.
Oh, like, that's a bummer.
I had to go through the IRS and do a revision because if they like process it to a certain extent, they can't go back and rechange it. And then it looks fraudulent. So I literally just like looked at this guy and I was like, man, if I was a man making five figures, like I would rip your dumb head off. But I was so like relieved / pissed. But like at least I didn't have to pay any money. But I still I think the IRS purposely doesn't want you to know how much.
That's so complicated.
Yeah, I think they do it on purpose. And like everybody always assumes because I'm an accountant that I know. anything about taxes.
Yeah.
I'm always like, no, I couldn't. Can you do my tax? No, I can't even do my own taxes. Why would I do any of that? Like, I guess I should say I'm in accounting. I'm not an accountant.
You work in accounting.
That carries less like people asking you to do math things for them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, if I say I'm in accounting.
Because I was about to ask you because I have all,
you know. I got these receipts.
I have a small business and I'm trying to, I don't know what to do.
Yep.
So if you know anyone in accounting, you know, you could send them over here.
Okay. What's your small business? Tell us.
I'm an artist. And yes. I make art and I sell it. That's it. It's not a very formal business.
Do you sell anything online?
Yeah. No, I don't. I have, but it's hard for me to keep track of what I have listed and what I have in my car that I'm taking to shows. So that the goal is eventually.
Yeah. Well, and also too, like packaging it, like you'd have to get it down to like, I mean, like, you know, like actually getting it shipped out.
Yeah. And, so, and I like, hate going to the post office. Like, right? Serious gives me anxiety. I do not ever want to go there.
Yeah.
No, so I hate
that's
it.
That's like the deterrent. I'd rather have like not be making as much money and never have to go to the post office.
Yeah, no, I.
For now.
Yeah. I mean, the post office, the DMV.
Everyone's mad. Everyone's yelling. Everyone's like pissed off. There's children running.
Yeah.
Not the post office.
Yeah, no. I literally one time just because I was like, I don't know, like really, really like. Having one of those days where I kind of felt like something might be going wrong with my DMV bullshit anyway. And I walked into the DMV in Glendale and just like, let loose. Like all these heads just snap and turn at me. And I realized I was like, I wanted to think it just to psych myself up. I didn't mean to yell it.
What'd you yell?
Let loose.
Oh, like, once you really, got in there?
Yeah, like right when the doors opened. And it was the Glendale one. So, I mean, it was just full of angry looking people. And not a lot of them want you to say anything.
They don't want to let loose.
Yeah, they don't.
They're
they don't
keeping
know
it
what.
Tight.
Yeah, they don't know what let loose means. So yeah, so then I had to like take a number and like be like, I made an appointment. Well, get in that line anyway. You still have to wait like 30 minutes. So yeah, I try to avoid places like that. But I think that's like the part of me that I don't think is going to ever mature. It might, but I don't know. Like I literally like I have a hard time doing mundane quote unquote grown up shit. Like that.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that as well. Especially like cooking. Cooking for myself, I have a tantrum like a fucking child. Like
me too. I get mad and I get hot and sweaty
because it's
like, there's like shit on the
stove.
Yeah. Well,
and
like
and then I fuck it up anyway and have to throw it out.
I made what I thought were really like amazing paninis. Like I got a panini maker and everything. And or like a flat iron press thing.
Oh.
And
yum yum.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, quesadillas and everything. Just everything is going to be so easy. Calzones. And then I made these paninis with like Munster cheese and like really, really good capicola and all this stuff. Realized that after I made them, they still had the wax paper on the cheese. So it was like melted in between the cheese and the meat. And you don't notice that until you bite into that fucker. And it was
so
like... I literally was just like, you know what?
I forget to take the plastic off the cheese.
Or yeah, like the, yeah,
it's like a separator.
It's like a separator. It's the paper that goes in between the fancy cheeses.
Oh yeah, the paper
is real.
Yeah,
Munster.
The Munster cheese. Yeah. No, God, if I was using Kraft American food slices of cheese and then forgetting to unwrap them at all, then we have bigger problems.
You deserve
problems.
It. You deserve to eat that plastic.
We have bigger problems than just me not being able to fucking cook anything. That's for sure. But yeah, no, I don't know. I definitely want to check out your show. I don't have anything going on Friday. And Mindy, we could do the drummy drum thing. I could film you drumming.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a little practice in. Yeah. We're going to film Mindy on the drums.
I feel like drumming.
Do you feel like drumming right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'd like to watch you drum.
I would love to watch her drum. And I'm going to take pictures of you so that everybody can be like, she really did it on the drums. So yeah, Mindy's gonna get a little hopped up. She's gonna get on her little set. She's got a sick ass set too, and she never gets to play it because she lives in an apartment. So she plays her electric drums. Now she's got her full rig, and we're mic'd for sound. And
what an idiot am I?
It's like what is it like the thrilling days of radio? Like I'm gonna walk you through it. Like she's like I'm watching her in the mist. And now we see Mindy in her natural habitat. She has to grab a chair because she forgot her stool at home. The other animals are fearful of her. Usually, when
they
she stalks
her away,
they scamper away. She has been known to behead a gazelle after chasing it for many miles. One time, I even saw her eat 5 chili dogs. Here we go. Do it. Oh. Wait, she's got a... You know... The thing about Mindy is that she can't use those sticks. She's got to use some other sticks. I'm watching her. You're a fiddlesticks. I'm going to call you fucking fiddlesticks from now on. She just threw like 90 sticks on the floor. Dad's mad. No, I don't think he's mad. Nicholas, the sound guy, just came in here.
Keep going.
Looking mad. Wait. I'm going to go back into the drums.
It's working.
Oh, that's why he came in here all pissed. I get it.
That was a little serious.
All right, I'll wrap over your drumming if I can. Shit. In the hot box now, in the place to be. We got Mindy and Jenny K repping 313. 818, I don't know where 313 is, but we're Valley and we're fucking weird bitches. Hot box, you wanna be in the hot box, motherfucker? Eat your Chex Mix, I'll take the ride chips. I got no time to leave you breathless. I gotta smoke this. Everybody knows in the hot box, yo, it's Skid Row Studios. We got the mad flow. Flowing bitches, making wishes come true. It's just us and you, stoner too. Smoke that weed. Yeah, smoke that weed. Oh, I said, I don't know what I said. I said something about some checks, man.
She had mad flow.
Yeah, it's mad a stupid flow. Fresh flow. But yeah, so yeah, Mindy drumming.
I wish I brought my Omnicord. We could have a little jam session.
You have an Omnicord?
Omnicord.
That's fucking great. I want to get a harmonium. Like one of those like, woo things. I don't,
yeah.
I think that's the sound it makes. Yeah. Oh, I like when she actually gets to play drums. Like when we went to the NAMM show, she was fucking, she was probably the happiest I've seen her in a long time. It was really nice.
I mean, she's always so happy. Badass about a chick drummer.
Oh, no kidding, dude. And what's funny is
like,
that,
oh,
like,
you play the guitar? Cool.
Cool.
Oh, you play the drums?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, and what's funny is, like, she would, like, we'd go up to, like, a drum set at NAMM, and she'd be like, can I hit that? And they'd kind of look at her like, all right. Like, she's kind of unassuming seeming. And then she just gets behind her, and she's like, and, like, it was kind of cool. Like, it made me, like, happy to, like, be like, do it, Mindy. I'm going to film you. I'm going to get real close in there. So, yeah, I did do some rappage, but.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. I said that we were repping the 313, which isn't totally accurate. I don't know
the
what
the 313.
We're gonna have to go there.
Oh, I gotta tell you, for all of you who like pranking, anyone who likes pranking, this was amazing. When I was like 19, my number 712, whatever it was, somewhere New York is 212, and somewhere a business set up a conference call and made the mistake of putting 712 instead of 212. So on a afternoon, I suddenly got all these calls about thinking it was a conference call. So after about call number like 3 or 4, I got to like prank call answer the phone.
Ooh, that's pretty awesome. So yeah. Was it like a serious, did they have like business, a New Yorker voice, like super New York?
I don't remember.
I just always assume everybody talks like that because I've never been to the East Coast.
Yeah, me neither. We need some East Coast loving.
Yeah.
Have you ventured?
I lived in Boston for a year.
I bet Boston's sweet. Cool.
It's nice, yeah.
I have a cousin that lives in...
It's formal there. It's formal. You got to get like dressed up to go ride the subway. Like women don't fuck around out there.
Really?
They're accessorized.
Damn, that's actually kind of cool.
Heels going upstairs. And,
oh man, I would not fit in. I hate dressing up.
Yeah, you're a hoodies girl. I only dress up because I work in an office. So like, I mean, there's a lady in my office that's shown up in sweatpants, and I guess I could get away with sweatpants or like get genie pants and pretend like I'm being
the pajama genie.
Yeah, like the pajama genie pants. Yeah, the jegging.
They're so comfortable though. You can do like stretching.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
but
your yoga pants.
I wear stretchy like leggings to work and stuff because that's like. But then I realized that like I've. Like, if the leggings are thick enough, I try to, like, convince myself, like, these are totally pants. These are totally pants. But then, like, I'll get through half the day and be like, you just look like you don't have, like, actual pants on.
Yeah.
I try to own it, though. I mean, you know, if they're super thin, I wouldn't go out, you know, without my butt covered. But, you know.
You own it.
I own it. I try to own it.
Mary, you own more than anyone I know. You're, like, owning all over
I'm
the
owning.
Place.
I don't rent to own.
You own me.
I own you? Oh, I do. But you own me too. You own a piece of my heart.
Oh,
it's not just a timeshare.
It's not just a timeshare. I kind of love that a lot.
Yeah, no. I've known I loved you since the first day I met you.
Oh.
That was a long time ago too. That was like 4 years ago now.
I haven't been here quite 4 years.
Oh, really? It's only been 3 years.
3 years.
Three fucking long, wonderful
years. It was probably January, so it has been about 3 years.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah.
Our friendship better be potty trained or it's doing something wrong.
We aren't going to let it take a shit. Wow, we get punny. We get punny sometimes in the hot box. That was like 5 puns.
Punning party.
Yeah, we're just like, pun. Every time we say a pun, snappable, listeners, because basically, it's a wise choice. It's a really wise choice. I've been kind of an asshole and like checking my phone every few minutes while we were on here.
Is there anything good that you want to talk about?
From my phone? Not really. No, it's, I think mainly it's just that my sister, well, I will say one thing. Because my sister and I are moving in together, she texted me to tell me just now that, I'll be proud of her because she wanted to come. She wanted to meet you because she saw your stuff at the Hive. And I was like, she told me like on her own because she works at Blix in Pasadena. So she went with a couple of her coworkers that were putting stuff up there that were showing there. And so I asked her if she saw your stuff and she said, yeah. And then I told her, you know, the whole thing that you used to live around. Cool. And so she wanted to come, but then she's like, I feel like I'm better here. And like, it's totally
far.
True.
It's like, it's a journey to come downtown from the valley.
It is a journey. And not only that, like,
plan for it.
Yeah. And she was like, I'll get so much stuff accomplished. So I just got a text from her that basically just says that I'll be proud as fuck when I get home because it's starting to look like a dwelling and not like a shit house, which is how it looks when I left the house. Yeah. It's just, it sucks when you're moving because everything's out of place. Like, I can't find my DVD remote for my bedroom TV. Yeah. I can't find my, like, 2 of my cardigans. I can't find shit. And like, today was the first day I actually, like, because we started moving on Friday night or Saturday night. Today was the first day that I was able to like actually do my hair and makeup because I've just been like in boxes, like not feeling looking for my hair dryer, not feeling looking for cute clothes. Like,
I moved in October and I'm still like that. My
really?
4 fucking roommates are such saints. They don't even say anything.
They don't give a shit.
They just let me do my thing.
Like, well, that's cool.
I don't know where this is. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
It's just not in my life right now.
Yeah, totally. Like, I literally, like, I felt so Project Grizzly, but like all I've been eating is pizza, like eating
pizza, you know, donuts,
pizza, beer, and nothing else, and cigarettes, and like I felt so shiny and like gross and like for the last 2 days, but today I finally feel normal. I'm starting to get it back.
Get some pizza after this.
It's a pizza. Mm-hmm. It needs to be a pizza party.
Pizza party.
I've literally like. I'm getting to the age where like I don't even care about. I mean, I still like drinking, but like part of me just wants to have like pizza parties or like pie parties.
I'm in that.
Like, pie party.
I just want to. I want to have
parties like adults.
Like build your own pizza party.
Wear an apron even though you're not cooking.
I like cooking for people. Someday you can come over for dinner.
Yeah, you do like cooking, huh? You're probably the cookiest chick I know.
That's awesome.
I'm not very like girly, but I like to eat, so I like to cook.
Yeah.
And I'm getting into using happy vegetables and fruits.
Happy little.
You know, they're happy because you're using them to, like, clean out your system.
Because they don't come out of a can.
Yeah, they're like, yay, thanks for using me.
I see. Yeah, they're happy. My problem with produce is that every time I buy it, I'll forget that I have it, something will happen, and then it either goes really bad or it's, like pears. Like, I will never fucking buy a pear ever again because they go ripe overnight when you're not looking and when you don't want one. And then the next day you bite into it and it's just like mulchy shit. And that bums me out.
I always buy bananas and they just sit there and they turn brown. And then I put them in the freezer thinking I'm going to make banana bread one day, which I've never, ever done.
Totally. Yeah, you're like, I might need this. It's like, you'll never need it. Just throw it away. You didn't need it. You already failed.
I'm going to go home and make banana bread one day.
Yeah. And then be like, see?
I did it.
Magic banana bread.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds good. I need to eat something.
Dude, I remember our old coworker, Tiffany, at Dementia.
Yeah.
She had me over for Thanksgiving, and it was like, I mean, Dementia's a head shop, so, like, her boyfriend blew glass, and, like, their other friend was, like, really into, like, oils and, like smoking, like, well, he liked smoking weed, but, like, he liked doing edibles and stuff with, like, hash and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't realize that the Thanksgiving I was going to, I thought it was going to be her family. It was like all of her glass blowing hash smoking friends, but their girlfriends all made like cannabis food, but like it was all Thanksgiving. So it was like pot stuffing and like little hash ginger cookies and like all this shit that I was like, wait, so the girls actually get in the kitchen, stoned as shit, pull this together. And this is going to like feel deliciously like spacey too. Like I was pretty blown away, but it also made me feel like less of a woman and less of a stoner. Like, you know, like, cause I can't do either of those things. Like, even just the idea of pot butter, I feel like I'd just be like, I just want to put it on a piece of toast and go lay down. Like,
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, those easy. Are good. One of the chicks on our show, Allison Weber, she gave us space Twinkies. They were chocolate, cannabis chocolate covered Twinkies.
Oh, it was so good.
And then,
it
sounds delicious.
But like I don't even like Twinkies that much, but like I don't really like sweets that much, but like I ate that whole thing, man, at home and like, whew, dick in the dirt immediately. Immediately in the dirt. But she was cool. She was cool to have on the show because she brought us a ton of treats, but it was like almost too many. Because edibles are different than smoking. Like,
oh, yeah.
Don't you feel like that? Like,
you don't know what you're in for.
Yeah, last night.
I don't like it because sometimes the next day you're like, oh, wait.
I'm still stoned.
It's going to be like this today.
Yeah.
I ate this velvet cake edible last night and it was really delicious, but it was super strong. And I just felt all warm and cuddly and I just wanted to lay in my cuddly bed and cuddle.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
You like, you don't want to like, I don't know, leave your room or leave the house.
Yeah, like I wanted to shower, but I didn't want to shower because showering wasn't cuddly enough for me.
Totally. I've been there. I'm dying for some cuddly times like after this show because now my room is set up enough to where it doesn't, like it feels cozier because my stuff, like my bookcase is out with my books on it, like flair on the walls. But flair. Also, I got flair. But also like
swag.
My dog didn't want to sleep in my room with me like he usually does because he's like, you know, it's like he's still on guard because it's like a new place.
Maybe your room's haunted by a kitty cat.
You know what? Actually, there was cats in that apartment before me. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's just like, I don't know. Those kitty cats are going to come back.
There's been way worse than cats in that apartment.
Oh, I agree. I believe it. My old apartment, dude, that door's totally been kicked in. Like, totally. Like, you can tell that, like, something amiss has happened at that door. And, like, I always, like when I first moved in, I was like, this must have been, like, the frat boy scuzzy apartment before me.
They're all the frat boy scuzzy apartment.
Yeah, definitely. And what's funny, though, now is that there aren't any, there's only a couple single guys that live there. There's more women than men there now. But, like, and the guys aren't yucky really anymore there. I'm trying to think if there's like one yucky dude, but no, they're all.
You guys have
clean.
A really good group. I even for a second like thought about, well, if I could move back to the Valley and move to the Bauhaus. And,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's probably easier for you to be closer to like all of this because you don't want to take that drive all the time. Yeah.
Our roommate's moving out in April and I had that thought. I was like, I guess I could. No, I can't.
Yeah, I know.
But there's
parking. Well, you should remind us about your upcoming show. Where is it at again?
My show is February 8th at February 8th on Friday at Coba Gallery on 5th and Spring. And I don't remember the actual address. I think it might be 525 5th. And also it's open on Valentine's Day and I'm in a dating contest.
Yeah. Oh, so someone could possibly win a date.
Somebody. It's who can go on the most dates in 36 hours.
Ooh.
So come on down, go on a little date with me. It'll be great.
Oh, you're looking for dates?
Oh, yeah. I need dates. But they have to come to the gallery because I'll be stuck there. So it's a little fast date thing. So, like, we'll talk a little bit. And
bring her a split of champagne.
Go for a date with her.
Bring me some flowers and some chocolate.
Bring her a donut and a split of champagne and some flowers and
you're
chocolate.
You're making it too easy. They have to pay attention.
They're all going to be telling them. They're all going to show up. They're going to be like, I don't know, was it 7-Eleven nachos?
Yes, nachos. Yeah. Bring me some stuff. We'll go on a little date at the gallery, and then I could win a trip to Vegas.
That's pretty awesome,
that's
dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
For having the most dates in 36 hours.
Wow.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Next week, we got Before the Morning. Week after that, our Virgin Sacrifice, where we have a non-smoker who we will... get ripped as hell.
Ripped as awesome. Shit. Bye, guys.
Hot box.
People,